Blog Talk Radio.
An internet weight loss sensation.
One man's incredible journey from obese and bedridden to fit with endless capability.
He was overweight, depressed, unable to walk on his own until one man gave him the courage to change his life forever.
He came across a yoga DVD by an unlikely instructor. Former wrestler, Diamond Dallas Page.
Over the last 12 years, I developed this amazing program I now call DDP Yoga.
With more than 7 million hits on YouTube, Arthur Borman's physical transformation is shocking and inspiring.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say DDP Yoga pretty much changed my life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz. I just got done working out with DDP. Something I'm going to use for my training.
This is Rob Van Dam, here to tell you firsthand. YRG's no joke.
This is Mark Merrill. My life has been forever changed because of a workout called DDP Yoga.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
It's DDP
Radio.
Self high five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page, and I am joined by my cohorts in crime. By the way, did Stacey come on yet, Robert? Is she here? Robert?
Yeah, we might have lost them both.
Okay, dead air, love that. Well, my other cohort in crime, Sparky. Glad to have you on the show tonight, buddy. What's been happening in Sparky's world, man?
Oh, way too much, man. Work's been pounding me to death, but working out and trying to get some stuff in and keep myself in shape has been all right. I do have one gripe about holding back the hands of time for you.
Okay, go for it.
I just found some hair in my ears this morning. I didn't take care of that.
That's called razor or clippers, brother.
Yes, I know.
Trim the air here, the ear hairs. One of my buddies is saying, I'm growing hair out of my ears. I'm losing off my head. What's wrong with that picture? You know, that's just one of God's nice little, inserts to say a little bit of welcome. At least you're getting to enjoy it, dude. You know, you're actually, you could be a lot worse. That's the way I always look at it. Robert, are you back on yet? Okay, I guess he's not. Okay, I guess Stacy, when she comes on, she'll let me know she's on. I got some announcements here that I want to make before we bring on our guest. And I want to thank Eric Nichols, who did an awesome job on that opening. I think that's the first time I heard that one. He might have put it up there last week, but that's awesome, dude. You did a great job with that. I want to remind people that he's back. His internet dropped. That's why we lost Robert. He's only in charge of producing the show, so a little bit of factor there. I want to remind everybody that we have the DDP Retreat Extravaganza, the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. We've only got 6 spots left. That's it. And we are filled to capacity. So I just want you to know, if you've been thinking about going on the excursion, it is truly an extravaganza. Go to ddpyoga.com, or you can go right to the site, ddpyogaretreat.com. We're talking 5-star resort. We're going to have a lot of surprises for people out there. One will be Jake will be coming. And Jake, because we do party down there, and Jake is not partying, so he'll be taking his Anabuse, which means he can't be drinking. So anybody, there's plenty of people who come. Arthur doesn't drink. There's plenty of people who have sent me emails. Do I have to drink if I come? I'm like, no. It's just part of one of the things. You don't really have that at a yoga retreat. You know, we work out hard. We got 2 workouts a day. You don't have to make them both, but if you want, they're there for you. The different members get up and actually teach some of the workout as well. It's a blast. We eat really good, and the food tastes delicious. It's all 5-star restaurants. Just everything about the thing is amazing, and we party every day. So, I take, if I'm there for 5 days, I take 2 off. I still hang with everybody, but I ain't drinking 5 days. I tried doing it 4 days. The second time I went down there, I damn near died, so I'm not doing that. But I want to let you know that it is a hell of a time, and if you go to ddpyogaretreat.com or just go to ddpyoga.com and look it up, you'll see I'm underselling it. That's how good it is. There's 6 spots left. You could be one of them, or you'll have to just wait till next year. I want to let everybody know one of our monster motivators for DDP Yoga is the one and only Doug Steffen, and he helps so many people, stay focused and driven onto, whatever their goals are. Katie Stifler being one of them, and she's done a really amazing, amazing job, really, taking control of her life. And I want to thank him for so many things he does. But he'll actually be at my house here at the Accountability Crib starting on Monday for 5 days. So he'll probably be doing the show with me. We do it live next week. As far as live, you can catch me live in just outside Flint, Michigan. I'll be at Funk Fitness on February 23rd. I already know a lot of you are going to come out there and check it out. I'm doing 2 workshops out there, and it's going to be a blast. I've already stayed with the Funks before, and they are just the classiest, coolest people I've ever hung out with. They're definitely in my top group of people I love to stay with when I head out on the road. And Craig's dad makes the best buffalo I've ever had, because they get the buffalo right off the farm. Like, I thought I had it fresh, but they get it at a different level, and I never even tasted it like that. Sort of like catching the fish, and then you cook it up. It's just a whole different taste. If you're in the Atlanta area on March 2nd, we're doing an ultimate workshop. There's only a couple spots left for the cooking and the actual DDP yoga workshop, the workout, but there's still plenty of spots left on the workout. I moved it over to the community center, which is going to be a blast. So we're going to have a good crowd for that. That's on March. Mark Merrow is supposed to be at that one. Absolutely. One of our surprise guests on that, because he'll be in town speaking, and he's open on the second to get the work out of it with us. So I'm excited about that. And if you're in Texas, I'll be down in what it's called the old school wrestling place down there. I'm actually doing a wrestling show, and I'm doing a workshop for the guys down there. But everyone's invited. It's all up on the site under events, right? Is it events or appearances, Robert?
It's under appearances.
Under appearances. So you can find out all the information there. Like I said, February 23rd, March 2nd, and March 23rd. So I'll be just outside Detroit, Atlanta, and Texas. Across the country. Just bring you guys up to date. We our Twitter account for DDP Yoga is just passing 39,000, which is really awesome. Our Facebook, one word, DDP Yoga, is over 17,000 likes and growing every day. Members of Team DDP Yoga is over 16,000. And the Shorty Awards, I want to thank everybody who took the time to vote. And you can only vote once. And we were just killing it, in first place. We're still in first place. But that girl, I don't know what her name is, Zora or whatever, but that girl got, like, she jumped up. We're only beating her by about 20 votes right now. And you don't get picked. What did you say, Sparky?
She just kind of snuck right in there.
Dude, she was always doing good. She was always doing good, but, man, she must have called in every favor she had, man, because it's just been totally grabbing up there. So, it doesn't just come down to votes. They look at your videos and all your people who took the time to make videos. And, God, the who's who list of people that have made the videos for the Shorty Awards, I mean, it's just so awesome, from Arthur to, some of the TNA people, I mean, the Impact people, Viva La Rosa, that's what I say, Robbie E., Gunner, my buddy Michael Chandler, who is the lightweight Bellator champion, because he does DDP yoga, which is awesome. He took the time to do one, and we got Hurricane Helms up there, my buddy Monique Dupree, the Scream Queen, the original Gata. I saw a really great one by Angelina Love. She's a doll. My boy Mr. Belding actually got picked up by Deadspin, I think it's called. And that guy on Deadspin, he does those little short little blurbs on different people. He buried me so hard when he heard that I was doing DDP yoga. And when he saw that hat, that Dennis Haskins dug it and heard all the positive spin, he actually said, I'm going to say I was wrong here. And I was so blown away that he did that. I actually sent him an email and thanked him for admitting he was wrong. I thought that was really cool. A couple other people who did this for me, did the Shorty Award shout out, Jillian Hall, my boy Tommy Dreamer. By the way, it's his birthday, so if you're on Twitter, you're a Dreamer fan, send him a big happy birthday. My boy Lodi, Buddy Landell, for you people who don't have just got wrestling in the 90s and so on, Buddy Landell is one of the legendary cats from the 80s. He was one of my favorite heels to watch, and what just a sweetheart guy. Jake, of course, Jake the Snake did one. We got Ben from Donate My Weight. We got Slim. We got Arthur. We got my boy Zach Ryder, who did a killer one. And the guy that blew me away with amazing, heartfelt shout out for the Shorty Awards was Gerald Briscoe. And if anybody remembers Jerry from the 90s when he was doing all this stuff with Pat Patterson and with Vince, I mean, he was having fun with Vince. But Gerald Briscoe is one of the, I mean, greats of ever in professional wrestling. Him and his brother both were world champions. They were as good as it got. And really, like, shooters. Like, they were the real deal. But also really, really nice gentleman. He's one of my favorite people. And he got into saying how he'd been, you know, wrestling since he was six. So he has 60 years in between wrestling and professionally and, you know, all the collegiate wrestling that he did. Talk about beating up his body. And he just put the program over so much. I'm going to ask him to come on the show because it was really awesome to hear, you know, what he had to say. I called him right up. I was so touched by it. So anybody who hasn't voted for the Shorty Awards, please, it's just Shorty Awards, awards.com/DDP Yoga. If you haven't put a little blurb on it or give us a vote, I'd really appreciate you go by. The voting is over as of February 18th, and we've had the lead the whole way through. Don't let this girl Nora sneak up on us. We need your help out there. So definitely.
It's a very easy process to vote.
There you go. Our girl Stacy is on. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm great.
All right. Now, if anybody has any questions tonight, you don't want to come online and call in, you can always go to Stacy and give her the questions. And, Stacy, I got my phone next to me, so I know if you let me know you have them. The other time I wasn't really paying attention to it.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I want to say something to Stacy about the questions, but we were actually in the middle of talking. So, thanks. Just hit me with that text over to me there. And, Robert, I got you live here. If anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 347-994-1216. That's right, Robert? Right, Stacy?
That's it. That's right.
Okay, I was doing it off memory. That's all I was asking. So post that in the chat room. Anybody wants to get in and actually get a hold of get us for questions. We have questions for our guest tonight. And our guest tonight, you know, I talked to her about wanting to do the program and getting involved in it. And then she'd gotten it, and I hadn't heard from her in a while. So I sent her a message on her answer machine, and she wrote me the most beautiful email. I saved it. I mean, it was so thought out and so heartfelt that I was like, wow, this girl isn't just an amazing athlete. And when you saw her, when I first saw her come on the scene, the first time I'd seen her was I was watching Impact Wrestling one day, and I saw her presence. And when she came out, man, I was like, wow. She's like a killer. I mean, she went by the name of Awesome Kong there, and I was like, wow, she could compete with the guys. She just had that look about her and that ferocity, the believability that you need in professional wrestling. And then when I finally talked to her on the phone, she was the sweetest, nicest person. It reminded me, if anybody's seen Devil's Rejects, and I was lucky enough to do a movie for Rob Zombie, and his wife was Baby in the movie. And she comes off as the biggest bitch in the world, cussing every other word. I mean, she is like so the most spoiled, rotten, the woman you friggin' hate because of, you know, just because she's got, you know, she's just in your face. And that is, no one could be farther from the real person, because Sherry Moon is the sweetest, nicest person I met the whole time I was in Hollywood. I mean, she was a living doll. I spent a lot of time with the zombies, and she was always a class act A to Z. And that's what reminded me when I brought on our guest tonight, who is also, you know, I want to say it wrong. Is it Kaya? How do I say your name, Kong? How do I say it? Hello? Awesome Kong, are you there?
I'm here.
How do I say your name?
It's Kia, can you hear me?
Kia, yes, and you sound like you're in a tunnel. Yeah, come up a little closer, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you should call back and call back in. But Kia, you know, one of the big superstars of professional wrestling, is coming back and using DDP Yoga as a means to help herself back. How are you, darling? Can you hear us good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me well?
Oh, that's better.
That's better, because you were sounding like you were really, really far away. So,
oh, I had you on the speaker.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Now much better. Much better. So, darling, please tell us, tell everyone, you know, people who don't know you and who do, you know, who do know you, what's been happening for you?
Well, you know, people that do follow wrestling know that I was with TNA, of course, and then I left TNA and went to WWE and had this great, amazing debut and had to leave for personal reasons. For a while, and returned later as the third woman ever to be entered into the Royal Rumble. However, at the time, I just was having a lot of back issues and wasn't able to maintain that hard and busy schedule that, you know, is required to be on the WWE roster. And
sure.
Consequently, it led to my release. And hopefully, you know, from what I understand is, you know, once I'm back on the road of health and I'm able to maintain that schedule, feel that I am able to maintain that schedule, then the door is open for me. And I, for a long time, months there afterwards, I didn't know if it was going to be possible. I had seriously considered just hanging up my boots and focusing on planning my wedding, because I am engaged. I've been engaged for a year now and had put off planning any of that because, you know, my career was top priority. However, now, because of your program, and I have to say, I was actually very skeptical at first.
That's a good word.
I just was. I've tried everything. I've had bulging discs. I actually had to leave. I started my career. It really took off in Japan, and I lived there for 6 years, as some people know that, you know, in the wrestling world. But for those who don't, I lived in Japan for 6 years. And in Japan, wrestling is extremely hard on your body. Extremely
hard.
It's so brutal. And because of that, I had to leave, and I came to the States where wrestling was a bit more kinder to my body and maintain a slower schedule. And as things, you know, as my career, you know, went on, my back got progressively worse. But, you know, as wrestlers, we have a do-or-die attitude. And, you know, I just tried my hardest every day just to get up and get out of bed and wake that spine up any way I could, but it just got to be so much. To make a long story short, too late. four months ago, it just got to the point where I seriously was like, I'm never going to be able to return, and I've tried everything. I've seen all kinds of specialists. I've been on all kinds of medication. I've participated in yoga. The hardest thing for me, though, was to get up. Getting up and going just to the store was always an issue. It was always an adventure, because I'd have to get up and get dressed and then get to the car, walk to the car, get in the car, get out of the car. I have a big car, so I was climbing in the car, climbing out of the car, get to the yoga studio, do the yoga, and then everything else in reverse. what's great about your program, what I can appreciate it so much, is that the time it would take me to get dressed and walk to my car and get in my car and drive to that yoga studio, I'm done with your program. I'm done with DVD. My living room is now my yoga studio, which really was great for me because it was such just a deterrent to face all that whole production of getting ready and getting out of the house. You know, sometimes it would just not happen. Oh, I can't do it today. I'm just in so much pain. But to cut out that step of just saying, all I have to do is get up from my couch and press play, that's a big deal for me. And the movements that you have created were easier for me to do as well. And I still get a lot from it. I am progressing so well. I have so many better days, as you know, as I wrote to you, things that I took for granted, that people take for granted every day. Washing your hands, ladies and gentlemen, you take for granted. I couldn't do without great difficulty because of the way I would have to stand over the sink, as well as brushing my teeth, washing my dishes, putting my dishes in the dishwasher, taking my trash out, doing my laundry, bending over to take out things. These are things people take for granted every day. These are things, mundane things, I could not do, but now I do. I had to hire a housekeeper at one time because I hate filth. I had to hire a housekeeper to come in and help me clean, and now that's no longer necessary, and I thank you for that.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't deal when you're not hurt. You don't really realize you take everything for granted. You know, getting out of bed, a big deal. Wait a minute, getting out of bed can be a big deal, you know, and it's how you get out of bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's backtrack, let's digress a little bit here. So when you first, you know, after high school, you get through high school, were you an athlete in school?
I was. I was on the color guard, which is the tall flag,
right?
Squirrel flag, like nobody's business. I was on the basketball team, I did shot put, and I was a cheerleader as well.
Wow, so you were all over the place. All that impact. What I've been really, and I can't believe I've never really noticed as much until recently, I really focused in on it. Like my generation, I'm going to be 57. You know, we were the first to start getting into the gym earlier, but it was really that next generation that really focused in on it. Like the people who were like 46, they started really young, doing very active things from lifting weights to playing all the sports. So that's the first real generation that people have had monster impact since they were little kids. Now go back to your generation, where I think you're in your early 30s, somewhere around there. Your generation, you guys have beaten the hell out of your body since you were born. And if you take the kids to today, all the specialty training that they're doing, again, you don't feel it when you're younger. But every time you beat yourself up, I guarantee you, if you haven't found some form of yoga, well, you're going to be so beat up when you get older, you're not even going to believe it. You know, I look at the guys like Jeff Hardy, you know, and this crazy stunts that he's pulled. I just can't imagine where he's going to be. You know, now I think he's like 33 now. When he's like 43, I can't even imagine what his body's going to be feel like. Hopefully, he'll find his way to this as well, and it'll help him as well. But so you were an athlete in high school. When did you make the move? Like for a woman in wrestling, it's never easy. So when did you make that move? Because that determination and drive. Because this show and this whole workout is so much about you can, and you can live your dreams and live your goals. And obviously, you did that. When did you first decide you wanted to be a female wrestler?
I was 23. I was 23 years old, and which is rather a bit, you know, long in the tooth to decide you're going to drop everything and, you know, start and invest in wrestling. But I thought I just, you know, I really want to do this. I was successful and in my career at that point, and I figured, hey, if I can be such a success now, I will give this wrestling a try. If that's not successful, I can always be a success again. So I said, I'm going to devote 5 years to wrestling and see what can I do in that 5 years to be the best that I can be. And I did that, and I haven't regretted it.
And did you head out to Japan early? Is that when you in your career you started out there earlier?
I did. I actually had my first match on national television for a show called Discovery Body Challenge, because I've always been a rather big girl, overweight on most of my adult life, and that show enabled me to seek out a better lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle, and they also connected me with people in the wrestling world because they knew I aspired to be a wrestler, and so they hooked me up with Joni Lahr out at LA Dojo, the New Japan Dojo. I think you and I met there once, perhaps.
Oh,
and,
right. I remember being over there because when those guys came over. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had a tryout to go to Japan just a week or two after I had visited there. And they took me to Japan, and the rest is kind of history. I thought I would stay there for a few months. I ended up staying there for 6 years.
Wow. And I have to tell you, if anybody who's never seen female Japanese wrestling, it's more brutal than the guys.
I mean, it is.
I swear to God, I'm not saying that because she's on the show. I'm saying I watched that, and I would every morning, I mean, like, I would be selling left and right. And they're just the toughest women I've ever seen in my life there. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather be in a guy's match. In the guy's match, they kick the hell out of you. But the women's match, I mean, they try to put you out. So you were literally fighting for your life. Thank God you were a lot bigger than a lot of them.
Amen to that.
So you come back from Japan, and do you go right to TNA? How does that work?
I came back to Japan, and I started a place called Shimmer, which is a big women's promotion in America. And not too long afterwards, Terry Taylor, and you know Terry, said, you know, we'd like to invite you over to TNA and see what we can do with you. So it was just a matter of a few months after, I think about three, since I had moved back from Japan to America, that I appeared on American television for TNA. It was also rapid. My whole career has been just one rapid change after another. A big blessing, and from there on, the American audience got familiar with my character.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. I'll tell you, no pun intended. It was. It really was. It grabbed me and made me watch the TV. I was like, damn, she's bad.
Well,
and I like that. So, how did you transfer over to the WWE? Was your contract up, or how did that work?
Things, you know how things in wrestling sometimes may not always be hunky-dory, and sometimes, you know, the sun had set on my time at TNA, and it was time to graduate and move on and see what else was out there. And I crossed my fingers and made a wish, and it came true. I was invited to join the WWE roster, which was what anybody in wrestling aspires to do once you get into wrestling, you know. And that was a great blessing, you know. However, I was very nervous at the time too, because like I said, my, you know, back was giving me problems. With my character, I think that what makes it special is because of my size, yet I am still known as being very agile, very fast, and you don't see that in people of my size every day. It's very unusual for someone as big as I am to move as what I've been told is graceful and very, you know, athletic and agile life. And that started to wear out. And that's
right.
Very long.
Well, when I watched you in the ring, you reminded me of a female Bam Bam Bigelow in his prime.
I've heard that. Thank you.
I know Bam Bam since he was 16. I mean, we talked about wrestling before, you know, in my club before he ever made it. And then when he made it, I was just like, oh, my God. And I'd seen him. He was down working with Von Erichs in Texas. And I just happened to catch it on cable television. I was like, oh, my God, he made it. You know, and then later on, when I made the transition 10 years later, he called me up. He goes, dude, I can't believe you're doing it. I'm so proud of you. You know, but I always watch Bammer because, you know, especially those first 10 or 12 years, he moved like a cat. And he was close to 400 pounds. And, you know, you never could tell because he was so light on his feet. He was an amazing athlete. So we're here today. I invited you to come up, and we both misplaced on the dates. I thought you were coming up here on Monday and staying us for a couple of days. And when we talked, it was funny. Tell everybody what you said to me about. I don't remember how you said it, but it was classic. What did you say to me?
Oh, what, earlier when I was thinking about moving up there?
Yes, yeah, yes. What did you say?
I don't want to be presumptuous.
Presumptuous, that was the word.
it really is life changing. I don't, you know, for people out there listening right now, this is not a paid endorsement. I'm not getting paid. And, you know, Mr. Dallas and I, we've just got acquainted. But for me, I am, you know, I'm very philanthropic. I want people to know what's out there, what's available. I know what it's like to be limited. And pain makes you forget. Pain makes you forget how social you used to be. Pain makes you forget how you used to dress, you know, because I dress for comfort now, not for style. And I forget myself. It's like never. I compare it to Never Never Land. Neverland makes you forget. Pain makes you forget. But now I'm starting to remember myself, and that feels good. And yeah. I want to spit out. But yes, of course I want to move towards you. You've given me so much by just sending me a DVD. Of course I want to go up there and be a sponge and soak it all. I want to get greedy and get my hands prickly all of it.
Well, as you know, you are invited because I do work out a minimum while I'm in town for 4 or 5 days a week. You know, sometimes I'm on the road, but, you know, it's funny because the girls and a couple of the guys who are always wanting to work out with me, you know, they throw in the diamond cutter. You know, if I'm like, I can't work out today, guys, it's like, no problem, they throw the DVD in. But, you know, whenever I do the workout, and what you'll see when you get here, Kia, is that it's always, you know, it's always different. It's never the same. And I like to keep everybody guessing what we're going to do next as opposed to, oh, this is coming up. Now that's coming up. Now this is coming up. Certain transitions are like that, but the rest of it is just, you know, it's just out there. Now, if anybody wants to ask any questions or anything about their career or anything else, or myself or Stacy or Sparky, you can always call in at 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. Or you can always go to Stacy, who will take your questions online, and I'll go to that right now. Stacy, do you have a question there that you like to ask one of the people?
This one is from Don, our friend Don, who tunes in every week, and he wants to know, Kia, did your time as a social worker help you in your wrestling career later and also just in general with life?
Oh, definitely. You know, before I became a wrestler, I was a social worker working with pregnant and parents and teenagers. And they were indeed teenagers with all the rage and all the, oh, this isn't fair, and X, Y, and Z, and the chair throwing. And it's actually what prompted me to become a wrestler. I'm like, if I'm going to get a chair thrown at me, I'd rather be doing it on TV. But it taught me patience, understanding, and a good sense of just overall humanity, I would say. It did prepare me for knowing that change is inevitable and to accept it and go with the flow and know that things, you know, things aren't always as bad as they can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think that is so many times people start to, what I call emotional gravity, and I talk about it on the Live Life at 90%. Tape that I did, the talk that I did at Howard Fine's Acting Studio, so many of us pull ourselves down and think about, oh, God, poor me, when if you look at somebody else's story, you go, wow, I'm really lucky, you know, especially when you get out of our country and you see some of the, you know, the third world countries that Kia and I have seen as we've traveled the world. And it's really, really bad a lot of places. Like,
mm-hmm.
Our country...
You know, I could turn on my water. I have fresh water. I don't have to stand in line on a dirt road with, you know, two buckets to get my water. I count my blessings on that.
Yeah, and it's so true. You know, let's go to our phone lines. I know we got a couple questions here. We got to go to Seth first, Robert. Hello, Robert. Hello, Robert. We're waiting on you. What are you doing, buddy? He must have lost his gimmick again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He lost his internet today while we were kicking it off. So hit me back, bro, when you come on. So you're moving to Atlanta. When are you going to make that move, girl?
I'm investigating it now, you know, because I thought of it seriously like 15 minutes before I called you. It's like a light bulb. And I'm like, you know, the kind of person I can just get up, pick up and go. And, you know, life is an adventure. You only get one, you know, you only get one. So I like to think I'm going to ride this one till the wheels fall off. And what's an adventure in Atlanta? I'm up for that.
Yeah, it's a great city. There's a lot of rumors because Jake actually he tweeted out today about Scott Hall, and you know, a lot of people, you know, just boom, it went all over the internet that Scott Hall was coming here, and yeah, we're not absolutely positive he's going to actually make it here, but it's in the works, and we're actually going to, if anybody are familiar with my DDP TV, which is on YouTube, and if you want to see, we're going to actually put up that little piece that we did on Scott tonight. It'll probably go up around, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock tonight. So if you're a person who's on YouTube and you want to just mark it, you go by on YouTube and go to DDP TV on YouTube and just subscribe to that. If you haven't seen The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, the movie that we're doing, et cetera, you can catch all those videos up there. But we are going to have a little piece of Scott Hall because we have changed the name of the documentary we're doing because there's so much involved around It's Never Too Late, and that's the name of this documentary. It's Never Too Late, and it is, tagline under The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. We're hoping to put and Scott Hall. We don't know if that's absolutely going to happen yet, but a lot of really good things have happened. Scott's in one of the best places. I have talked to him in a long time, and he just feels like this is going to be different. And, everybody who's seen what Jake has gone through and the hurdles that he has overcome to get where he is, I want to let everybody know that he will be putting out a video in the next couple of days about thanking everybody, which he already did, for helping him out and raising the money. And thank God people put in more than what we asked for because it was way more expensive than we thought, like thousands of dollars more expensive when it was all said and done. But it's really been amazing to watch Jake. He started rehabbing his shoulder the day he came home. I mean, they had a machine, like a what he calls the torture chamber. And he puts his left arm, his tricep and bicep and forearm in the little apparatus, and then it moves for him. And, man, it was – my daughter Brittany was helping him arrange it, and – the doctor said they needed it so high, so she made it a little bit lower, so he'd have to have that much range of motion. But bottom line is that was like ripping his arm and twisting it off. He was screaming like a cat with his tail caught in the door. And she lowered it a little bit more, and then it got good, and then she later on started elevating. He's got to be in this chair for 4 hours a day.
Damn.
Yeah, four straight hours, but 20 minutes here, 30 minutes here. Can you do 40 minutes? Can you do an hour? Because the next week he goes to 6 hours. And that's how they get the arm moving so much faster. And, he's still been doing his modified DDP yoga workout on the lower part of his body. He's only gained 2 pounds or 4 pounds, I think, totally, from not being able to work out at all except for modifications and stuff, which is really great. He's still under 250. Which is really amazing. So, we're just really excited about the...
Did he say, is he officially done with the gym forever after this?
Well, that will remain to be seen. Ego always steps somewhere or another. But he'll be a lot more prepared for it because there was, obviously this shoulder injury didn't come just from being in the gym and yanking on something, because your body doesn't work like that. When I blew out my back, when Kia blew out her back, it wasn't that one bump. You know, it was a series of falls. I mean, how many people bend over to grab something and go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God? It wasn't you picking up your pencil. It was all the shit you did to yourself leading up to that. And your body says, okay, you're putting garbage in your mouth. So you're feeding me, like, the worst fuel because it's not fuel. It's like fake fuel. And if you put fake fuel in your car, guess what? It doesn't run. It will die on you. Your body's the most expensive car you have. And when people say it's expensive, oh, I'm bringing Terry Lang on the show. Next week we're having Titus O'Neil, superstar from WWE, who's a good buddy of mine, and reached out to me and found me about wanting to do DDP yoga because he wasn't a kid coming into professional wrestling and a former NFL player and played in the in the arena leagues for 7 years. And that's like the hardest on your body I think is possible in football because the impact that those guys take and so fast-paced. But he seeked me out about doing the program, came and met me here in Atlanta at my place at Yoga Docs when I was at Yoga Doc, and we went to the gym, worked out together. So he'll be our guest next week. And he's an amazing athlete. He's got a great story. So we'll have him on next week. But the week after that, I'm bringing Terry Lang on. And Terry Lang is the godmother of DDP Yoga. She's 61. She looks unbelievable. I mean, she's doing stuff with her body right now that she's never done. So I'm going to bring her on and really get into the food and really tell you the things that she's doing. Like people who want to lose that weight or they're trying to lose that weight around their women, around their thighs, they just never can lose. Well, she was one of you. If you've got that thigh weight and you just could never get rid of it, all I can say is we'll have the pictures and all the stuff going up there and so people can actually see what we're talking about because she's going to be amazing. She's an amazing testimony from A to Z and has been for me for years, but now it's like at a different level because, again, it's never too late. We got Robert's back on. I got one of his little texts here. A lot of words that I would use leading up to how he got dropped again. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do we have Seth online still, or do we lose him too?
I believe we do. Seth, are you there?
Yes.
Seth, how are you, bud?
Fine. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan.
Where are you calling from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, cool. So you got a question for Key or me?
Sir, I've recently read an interview with Gerald Briscoe, and in it he said that the Olympic Committee taking out wrestling from the Olympics could actually be a good thing for pro wrestling because it could bring in talent who are no longer training for the Olympics. And I was wondering what you thought. Could this be a positive thing for pro wrestling?
Well, I never really looked at it with that on that angle, and no one would know better than Gerald Briscoe, you know. But to take wrestling out of the Olympics, that's like sacrilegious to me. If you look at all, you know, the Athens, it all started in Athens from what I remember, you know, and studying I learned as a kid, the number one thing they show of a picture is wrestling.
Yeah.
So you're going to take that out but leave in skateboarding? Like, seriously? And I was a skateboarder. I loved it. But you're gonna leave bringing ping pong, but take out wrestling? Like, wow. You know?
Oh, that's so funny. I just did an interview right before this went, and I swear, maybe you just said what I said almost verbatim.
There you go. You know, I mean, like, uncle, seriously? But looking at it from where Gerald would look at it from, because he, you know, he was as good as it got, you know, and, you know, knowing that, you know, because so much, you know, Kurt Angle, I mean, so much training went into that for so many years. You know, maybe it will be good for, you know, for us to have more guys in professional wrestling that are amazing shoot athletes. But, you know, bottom line is I think it's just wrong on so many levels. And I've been tweeting about it for a couple of days now. You know, I think it's just like, you know, I think it's insane. But that's just my opinion. You got anything else for us, Seth?
No, sir.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. We got Mikey Mullins out there.
What's going on?
Hey, brother. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
I wanted to talk to you and Kong. I actually feel like disrespectful calling her Kong. It's just like if I call my girlfriend Kong, I get dealt in the face.
No, it's okay. I've earned it. I am a Kong baby. It's all good.
All right. I just want to say, you know, you talked. Kong talked about being skeptical about DDP yoga, which, you know, I worked on in the wrestling business for 10 years on a smaller level. But that's the old school wrestler mentality. I came from like a lot of old school trainers who the mentality was everything's a work, everything is a gimmick, and I had that attitude too when I first came in. But do you? I worked with a lot of my heroes growing up, guys that I respected, that I watched when I was a kid, and I see them walking around the building, and they can barely get around. And you look at a guy like Greg Valentine, he hit hard, and he did a lot, but he didn't do the stuff like the Hardys would do, and all these guys that are just doing insane things.
Right.
Do you think that DDP yoga could be the future saving grace of the professional wrestling industry if people just like take to it? Because what it's done for me, and you know, I think that could be the medication to like make these guys, you know, not pay for what they've done in the ring.
Well, you know, I don't think it's just professional wrestling. I think it's professional sports as a whole, because
yeah.
You know, don't really hear about professional football players, you know, boxers. I mean, I don't care what athlete, you know, what, where they come from. I mean, look at the way Shaq's a big, big guy, but look at Magic Johnson, the way he walks around. You don't see, you know, those guys stop playing. And what I don't understand, so many amazing athletes, when they get done, they feel, and I've heard this, I've done shows with guys who are now radio guys and stuff who are former NFL players, and their attitude is, I worked my ass off through high school, through college, through the pros. I don't ever want to work out again, when really what they should be saying, I just beat the hell out of my body for 30 years. The number one thing I need to do is to be working out 5 days a week, but different. And that's, again, where DDP yoga comes in. And you're right, could be the saving grace. I talked to Triple H, you know, Paul Levesque's real name. And when you're in WWE, the Towers, you call him Paul or Mr. Levesque. You know, you don't call him Triple H, because that's the transformation from the stage to, you know, to the office. And Paul and I have been good friends for very many years. Like when I first broke in, when Johnny Laurinaitis gave me his version of the Ace Crusher, which became the Diamond Cutter, Paul was there. Triple H was there on the mat with us. So was Eric Watts. So was Canyon. I think Kidman was there too, but I'm not sure. I know Paul Levesque was there. And, when I did the very Best of Nitro, which I heard just got released, I think it's February 12th, which was yesterday. I think it got released yesterday. When I went up there and did the wraparounds for that, afterwards we went over and we had a meeting at the Twin Towers, or Titan Towers, I should say, Titan Towers afterwards. And the big thing I wanted to talk to him about was get me down at the FCW, Florida Championship Wrestling, which is the, you know, the next generation of where superstars come from. And he told me that they were building a really amazing facility, and sometime after WrestleMania that there was, you know, that he wanted to see it, and I sent everything up to him, and he sent me back an email saying he really, really thought it was amazing. And he talked to me about, you know, after WrestleMania we'll talk about you coming in there. And what my goal is to get with these young guys. And it's not just me. You know, Jake is not only doing the program, but he's learning how to teach the program. So, you know, if Scott actually does come in, if he wants to, he can be a part of this company. Because he's a guy, if he can really make the transition, if he can really do it, if he actually makes that step and actually walks in this door and then puts the work in like Jake does. And one thing I know about Scott Hall, when that guy's got his mindset and he's working, nobody works harder. And when he was on, because I was there, we recreated what Scott Hall, Scott Gator Hall, blonde hair, walrus mustache, in Atlanta, Georgia, 19 years ago. God, it would be, God, it's got to be coming up on 20 years because it was 93. When we, 92, God, it has been 20 years. 20 years ago, we created the Diamond Stud. Scott gave me his body, and he let me change it, cut his mustache off, dye his hair out, and I'll bring him on the show. If he actually makes this transition, I'll bring him on the show because Scotty tells it the way it is. And so many people have heard me say it for years. This is the way it really was. In my book, Positively Page, which you can actually get on ddpyoga.com in the store, you can actually get the book. It's not told, I did this and I did that and I did this and I did that. I wrote that book as a biography, autobiography, and then brought in people to tell the story. So when I talk about what I was doing at the time, the biographer sets it up, and then Scott Hall tells the story about the toothpick and where the toothpick came from and, you know, the brush-cut beard and the black hair. He tells the story. It's the same thing with Hulk Hogan did, or Kevin Nash, or Jay Leno, or Jon Bon Jovi. They tell the story, because I'd rather have someone else tell, because then you don't think, oh, well, you know, there's your way of seeing the story, his way, and then the real way. I always pick their way, because if it's a story about me and them, and they remember it that way, that's the way it happened. That's close enough. So, you know, it all comes down to, you know, guys, when Scott Hall, if he does make this move, if he actually does go through with this, and like I said, we'll put that up on DDP TV on YouTube tonight, what our first conversation was, I think you'll be moved. And I think you'll go, wow, okay, maybe you'll be thinking like I am, like maybe Scott really will make this move. And, you know, maybe if he does, maybe he ends up going down and training the guys down in FCW, and then talk about ring psychology, because who knew better than Scott Hall? I mean, that guy was a machine. You know, two of the greatest minds in our business, you know, are Scott Hall and Jake Roberts, and they're both two guys that everybody gave up on. Everybody gave up.
I saw a great quote that said, WWE needs to stop funding rehab facilities and start sending people to the accountability crib.
But, you know, it don't cost them anything for it being here either. It don't, yeah. You know, our thing is we self-do what we do here. And, you know, so far Jake has been amazing. And hopefully, and this is Jake Roberts, when people go, man, you're working wonders with Jake. I go, I'm not working anything. He's doing the work. I'm just guiding him. And, you know, you never know if Jake will fall off or not. I don't know. I think right now he's doing pretty good. So I'm going to keep that rolling. And if Scott actually does make that move, I'm just going to try to keep that, you know, positive thing going with him. So hopefully it'll work out. So hopefully that, you know, the WWE will go keep moving forward with that. And, you know, all I know is when it comes to the help of the rehab, nobody does it better than the WWE. Nobody. Not the NFL, not the major leagues. I mean, they take care of the guys that have the problems, and you know, they've done it numerous times for Jake and for Scott, so hopefully it'll move forward. So Mikey, thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, guys.
Our next caller, we've got Officer X. Now Kia, this is one of my favorite buddies. I met him years ago, and he's the one who put me and Rob Van Dam together much after I was retired, and now me and Van Dam are I consider one of my really good buddies because of this cat right here. Officer X, how are you, bud?
Good. I'm doing great. Great. How's it going tonight? Kia, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Earl Hebner introduced me to you a couple of times at shows over the years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're always pleasant. I'm glad to hear you jumping in with this stuff. It's only going to make you better.
Yes. Yes, it is. Longevity. I foresee this giving me longevity.
Have you tried the wake-up workout yet?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Try the wake-up one. First thing out of bed. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, have you tried wake-up yet, Kia?
Oh, I've tried wake-up. We did, Dan and I did the wake up once. I've been sticking to energy and fat burner because that's on my course for the weeks and things. I'm on, I believe, week 8, and Below the Belt is coming up, and I'm interested to see what that is going to be about. But I will pop in the wake up and go off course and see what that's all about. Thank you for recommending it to me.
Yeah, I put that, called it Oil for the Tin Man and Woman. And I literally would do that workout it's not a workout. It's one, that's a stretching routine, you know. But it literally starts in your bed, and, you know, as you saw, but I did it every single morning, probably from 1999 to about 2009. And that's when I went off the wheat and dairy and stopped eating that because of the inflammation and the way gluten affects your joints and everything. And within, I guess it was 3 to 4 weeks, but absolutely it was 3 months. It wasn't any longer than 3 months. I've never done that workout again because my body doesn't need it. I can literally roll out of bed, wash my face, put on my Vibrams, a pair of shorts, a tank top, and a bandana, and I walk downstairs, and whatever he hears, we're ready to go. You know, and sometimes there's 3 or 4 people, sometimes there's 12. You know, there's been as many as 14 in there. You know, and we just hit it. And I make sure that everyone from, and these are like the workouts as well, you know, because you can always modify the position, I look around and see who's there, and, you know, it could be my girl's mom, she's like my sister to me, one of my closest friends in the world. She was 265 and couldn't barely get around. And then she was down 19 and a half pounds the first month. She's off to the right of me, and she knows exactly when to go to safety zone. She knows exactly when to back off because she can feel it in her body. And so she back off, but one of her daughters right across from her, she's a studette. She could do anything, so I'm always showing her how to push wherever we're at. I got another 2 young guys who are like studs who were there working out. I got Eric Watts, who's, you know, he's overweight by 45 pounds, and he can only do so much, but he's on the mend and coming back. And then I got Ted, who's going to be 79. You're going to meet him, Kia, and you're going to go, you're my new inspiration. Ted had a knee replacement at 76. Which is a little over two and a half years ago, and he was doing DDP yoga, which my YRG workouts. He was actually in the videos that I did, The Fountain of Youth, and this guy was such a stud. When he got his knee done, he thought he'd never get that flexibility back. He's been working out with us for 3 weeks. He called me this afternoon. He goes, are you working out tomorrow morning? He's going to be 79. I'm like, absolutely.
Wow.
He's there. I'll be there. I mean, he's a stud. And he's an awesome story. You're going to get to meet him. There's so many inspirational people that are here doing this. And that's why, to let everybody know, man, we're going to have a hell of a turnout on March 2nd for that Ultimate Workshop. But we have it where it's just the workshop as well, just the workout area. So you can actually get that as well as opposed to the food thing, which is sort of expensive. But, you know, and that's a whole day and night thing. But everybody had a great time at that. So,
I see that the wake-up is on disc 3. I haven't gotten to disc 3 yet. I am still with the energy fat burner red hot core on disc 1. You know, I am 2 months into it, and I've gotten such tremendous results just from that already. But I'm going to be excited to evolve and get to the wake-up. I think I will wake up tomorrow.
There you go. Hey, Off Track, thanks for calling in, brother. We got Betty Miller. No more phone calls. We got too many people on here. We got to close this out. First of all, before I get it, Stacey, we have any more questions over there with you?
Yeah, I've got one more question, and this is from Ruthie. And
Robert,
Candy,
Robert, hold on. Is that me? Is that my phone, or is that everybody sound clear?
Yeah, everything's, yeah. Stacey sounds a little bit muted, but other than that, we sound good.
Okay, my phone sounds funky, but go ahead, Stacey.
Okay.
Now you're perfect.
Hear me now? Okay. Ruthie, first of all, says to you, Kia, that you're awesome. And she wants to know what your lowest point was in terms of the physical pain and disability. And, you know, how did you, what were the first steps that you took to really come out of it and get your confidence back?
Well, the lowest point was total immobility. I couldn't move. Couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't twist my head without pain and shooting down my lower back and into my legs. I had to be assisted to go to the restroom to get dressed. I mean, we're talking about total disability over here, yet still trying to, one, either work out or do the things, you know, make it to a workout and do the things that, you know, either a doctor or someone told me I had to do to get better. Going to just physical rehabilitation was a big chore. I was more tired and more fatigued and hurting more after just from the trip there and back
than getting the benefits out of it. And that was the lowest point. It was to the point where I felt like my fiance and I, we had tried everything. We had researched everything from laser surgery to different kind of medicines to Asian medicine to, you know, Reiki. We've tried everything, and nothing was really giving us great benefits. But getting up from my couch, like I mentioned earlier, and pressing play, that's a great benefit. And to work with dynamic resistance, really get that burn in and get a good workout, low impact yet high results, really made me feel better. And I couldn't, I said, I'm going to, when it got here for the program got to my house, and every day for about a week and a half, I said, oh, I can't do it today. I heard so bad, if I can't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow. And I said that for a week and a half. And then finally I said, no, he was kind enough to send me this, I'm going to do it. I'm at least going to turn it on and just stay in front of it and just watch it. And all I had to do was get up from the couch, and the first day we just did the diamond dozen. The first day, that's all we did. I just said, I'm going to start slow. And we built up. And I would whine. I would moan throughout the tapes all the time. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, because people like us, we want to be able to do everything that you're doing on the screen. We don't want to modify and take it down. We want to do everything on the screen that you're doing. But I had to modify things. And I would moan and groan because I was aching so bad. But by the time 2 weeks later, my fiance pointed out to me that I wasn't moaning and groaning so much anymore. And I didn't even notice that. He noticed that. Mm. He said, you're doing this with ease right now. You would be in safety zone at this point. You'd be curled up. You're getting through the whole routine here. Did you notice that? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, I am. And that's built up to the morning that I shared with DDP about me waking up and getting out of bed without an ouch. I used to wake up every morning with at least four ouches. One, just to sit up in bed. Two, to kind of raise up. And three, to take the first, few steps with ouch, 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 ouch. But I got up one morning, slid right out of bed, opened the door for my dog, let him out, picked up his food, came in, food for him. Put it in and, did all that, and got back in the bed, not one ouch, and I couldn't believe it. It took me a minute or two to realize it. I said, okay, not so skeptical anymore. And all I have to do is press play.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Awesome. Okay, let's go to our last couple callers here, and I believe we have Cora on the line. Robert?
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hey, Cora. How are you? Welcome to the show. Where are you calling?
I'm from Atlanta. I'm calling from Atlanta, so I'm very excited that you're having your workshop coming up. So hopefully y'all will be there.
Awesome.
Just having a comment for Kia. I'm just saying you're such an inspiration. I'm the biggest fan, and I purchased the DDP yoga to bring my inner wrestler. I'm not an athletic person whatsoever, but I purchased it. But I just, I always love wrestling. I was like, I'm going to bring some of that motivation. That's how I purchased it. And I just started in December. I'm kind of on and off, but I'm really picking up, so I'm really enjoying it. And now I'm here with Kia. You're doing it, so I'm very excited, and I'm hoping for you to continue it.
Oh, definitely. This is something that I see a light at the end of my tunnel now, where before was kind of bleak and darkness, and now I see my path. I didn't have a path before. Like I said, I tried everything. Now I have a path, and it's easier for me. I cut out the middleman of having to, get totally dressed to be seen out in public, get my car, and, gas nowadays is worth its weight in gold, to go to a yoga studio when I can, transform my living room into my own yoga studio and be down with it. It's simple. It's so simple that it's mind blowing.
Oh yes, I know what you're saying. As a African American woman too, it's like when I tell people I do yoga, and they're like, "You yoga?" And now they see me. I'm getting up. I'm being more limber. I actually have pins in my legs, so it's actually helping me me being more mobile again and hopefully to catch up with my husband, who is starting doing DPP yoga because he's got tired of me doing it by myself. So I am so glad that you're doing it, and I hope your fiancé joined you with it. So,
well, we're on the journey together now.
All right, Cora, thank you so much for calling in, Atlanta girl. I'll be expecting to see you over there on March 2nd over here at Smyrna's Community Center, and that's a beautiful place there, too. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. Also want to remind people, if you're in the Detroit area or Flint, Michigan, I will be at Funk Fitness on the 23rd. They only got a couple spots left, so you might want to call Craig over there and get yourself locked in. It's all under appearances for DDP on ddpyoga.com. We have one last caller, and then we'll let everybody go. Brandon, are you still there? Brandon, did we lose him?
Brandon.
Okay, I guess we lost him. Well, it's just out of curiosity. Robert, are you there? So Brandon might still be there going, I'm here, but nobody's putting me on. All right, so where's Robert? Now, one last, I hate to, like, turn, just tell someone, I'm sorry, pal. Let's see, I'll hit him with the, where are you, dude? Okay. Stacy, I know you interviewed Kia. Do you have any questions or anything for the people or anything?
Well, I don't have any questions, but I just wanted to say how much I admire her, because hearing her story made me see that I really actually had it easy in comparison. Even though I was 185 pounds overweight, I wasn't in constant pain. And to overcome that and to push through the workouts, and you said you were at the beginning, you were swearing at the screen. I'm just like,
of course you were.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, just I admire your tenacity, and I think you're going to help a lot of people out there who have similar painful situations. So thanks for sharing your story.
I hope so. And anyone that's listening that has experienced pain like I have, and who feels maybe self-conscious about attending a yoga studio because you may be limited, this is why this program is made for you. This is why this program is made for me and anyone. And it really helps you get involved and learn more to respect your body. Your body is a temple, and I can't speak highly enough about it.
Okay, we got our last caller. Robert has finally come back. He's got to be cursing his online service.
You have no idea.
Yes, I do. I know you. Hey, so do we have Brandon? I know if you're still on there, Brandon, that'll be pretty sweet.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, man, just for hanging in all that. Thanks for doing that. What part of the country are you calling in from, bud?
I'm in your neck of the woods. I'm in Atlanta.
Awesome, man. Two people from Atlanta today. That's unique. That's great. So you had a question?
Actually, I got two things. First thing is, one, it's not so much a question. I know you really don't supposed to endorse people using your moves outside of the ring. But just a funny story. I grew up with a stepdad who was always, every morning I'm sitting, Saturday and Sunday morning, I'm sitting in front of the TV, and he's, all that wrestling crap's fake. They're just a bunch of men in tights. we went on a road trip when I was 15, and somebody actually tried to mug us at a rest area. And I threw the diamond cutter on the man. And my stepdad turned around and looked at the guy laying on the ground and went, bang! Ever since then, he has watched wrestling with me. So that's one way you convert a great fan. But another thing is, I've been listening. This is the first time I've actually listened to your radio show. And the reason I'm actually listening to it is because Jake the Snake. I met him a couple weeks ago at an event here in Atlanta. And I was really amazed about how well he was actually looking. And I told him that I've been suffering from some back pain for about 10 years. I grew up doing playing football, and then I was in the construction field for a long, long time. And him and I were talking on the side there, and I realized I had a lot of the same pains that y'all have been talking about on here. And so I've been online looking at all your yoga stuff and everything, and you've made me a believer. I need to know where I need to start with this.
Oh, that's an awesome question, you know, because so many people ask that. And, you know, how I developed this, I wanted to make it inexpensive so people could get the, you know, just the bones of what they needed. And then if they wanted to grow with it, you know, then they could get the combo pack or the max pack. So I tell anybody who's, you know, I undersell them. I literally say, if you just want to try it, you're not sure, just get level one. Get that, which has a tutorial called the Diamond Dozen. You've heard Kia talk about it numerous times today, which I literally break it down like I'm your personal trainer. And I say, okay, here's what I want you to do, and I talk it. It's funny because I answer all of my emails that come to me. And one of the emails that came to me today on Team DDP Yoga was my wife said that she didn't like the Diamond Dozen as much because you talk too much. He says, but of course he talks too much. He's explaining the move and every nuance of the move so you get it, because when you do the workout with me, well, then you're not going to have all that. So that's why I explain it in every little beat of the move. Then I go, okay, now you do it with me. And then I say, okay, here's what you just did so that you understand, why am I doing that particular position? Why am I doing it like that? Well, I explain it to you. Like if your mother said to you years ago, don't eat so fast, don't eat so fast. Well, don't eat. If she would have said, well, here's the reason why you shouldn't eat so fast, and drew a diagram, you might go, whoa, maybe I shouldn't eat so fast. You know, so I'm showing you how to do these moves in every little spot of it. And in the beginning, if you're hurt like Kia is, it's a workout. If you're overweight like Slim or DJ or Arthur was, it's going to be the Diamond Dozen is going to be a workout for you. If you're not overweight but 20 or 30 pounds, it's really not. It's just going to be a tutorial. But then I take you to energy, fat burner. Now, I don't want you to have to work out an hour the first time you start this. So my workouts are 25 minutes. I mean, they're not that. You can combine them together. And I show you how to combine so many of the workouts together. But, you know, some are long and some are short and some are medium. Chris Jericho, his favorite workouts are the Diamond Cutter, which is 52 minutes, Strength Builder, which is like 38 minutes, and Stand Up, which is like 30 minutes, and of course Red Hot Core. Those are his four favorite ones. He does all the time. So
yeah, this is where I'm at. I'm 42 now, halfway to 43. I have always been super active and everything. But I've always been plagued by back trouble. And now, the last year or so, it's gotten to where the back pain has taken away my want to stay active. And I have went from a 32-inch waist to a 40-inch waist in a year. And, yeah, I'm just tired of it. I still feel young, but I don't – my mind feels young and healthy, but my body doesn't. And I'm like you say, I'm at the point now where I don't want to be like this now.
Well, Brandon, just so you understand, I never developed this for weight loss, but because you just heard Kia talk about it, dynamic resistance. What dynamic resistance is the engaging or flexing of muscles as you move from one position to another. Now, what happens, the whole thing about dynamic resistance, and no one's ever done this. I mean, it fell on me by accident when I was doing it, and I realized that every time you flex a muscle, your body has to beat faster, your heart has to beat faster, excuse me, to get your blood to the muscle. Now, this, I'll give you like a really good visual. When you're sitting down or sleeping, your heart rate's going to be around 60, 65, 70, depending on where you are, what kind of shape you're in. When you get up and start moving, your heart rate is immediately going to go to 70, 75, depending on what kind of shape you're in, maybe 80. Now you start moving and start moving quickly. Now it's going to go to 85, 90, 90. Now go jogging. It's going to go 100, 105, 110, maybe 120. Now you start to run. Your heart rate's going to go 130, 140, 150. You start to sprint. It's going to go 160, 170, 180, depending on, you know, how hard you're moving, what kind of shape you are in. All you are doing is engaging muscles. That's it. So what I teach you how to do, standing still, is flex and engage your muscles so that you wear a heart monitor. You can see you're in your fat-burning zone literally standing still. Now, how you engage, this workout will get easier if you kick your ass in the beginning. And when you're kicking your ass, you can't possibly hurt yourself because you're standing still. And that's how I created a workout that was nearly zero impact on your body. Can't say completely zero impact because that's, you got to be in the water for that. So pretty close though, you know. But kick-ass cardio, it will dramatically increase your flexibility and strengthen your core like it's never been before. And core muscles are everything to your back. So I didn't develop this workout for the fat burning end of it. It came later. I developed it to heal my back so I could do just what Kia's plan is, to get back in the ring and live the dream and maybe get another 3 or 4 or 5 years out of it. That's what her goal is, and that's how I'm going to do everything I can to help her to live that dream, because that's what I did. And that's the, oh, I developed this workout for guys exactly like you and women like her. Women and men who were athletes, who loved to be active, but because they were so active, something I talked about earlier in the show, that they beat up their bodies so bad that they can't really do it anymore. And the best example I can give it is I was never so proud than to watch the Royal Rumble this year. And I hadn't watched a pay-per-view in quite a while. But I watched that Rumble, and I watched my boy walk out there, number two, Chris Jericho. And he went for 47 minutes and 53 seconds. He looked like $1 million. He does one workout, DDP yoga. He was on tour for the last 6 months, touring with his band Fozzy. And he went from there to the ring. And Kia will tell you, or any wrestler will tell you, when you come off the, you know, being hurt, or you come off taking time down, and you've been gone for 2 months out of that ring, 10 minutes will blow you up sky high.
Oh, yeah.
Jericho came back, went 47 minutes, 53 seconds. He never looked blown up ever out there. He stole the show on numerous occasions, things where he could have, if he was blown up, he'd have slipped and fall and went to the ground, but didn't. He did an amazing job out there, and I was so proud of him, man. I was like, I tweeted him, texted him right away, like, dude, that just blew my mind. He didn't even realize it. That's what kind of great shape he's in, because he does my workout 5 days a week, sometimes six, you know, but he just loves it. And he don't really spend more than 50 minutes on it ever. So if you want to just learn how to do the program and you're not really sure, just get level one. But if you want to come in and you want to own it, then get the combo pack, because you're going to save $30. If you're some people who get the Max Pack, because I put on that Max Pack DVD, caution, warning, don't go near this DVD. I do, right, Robert? We designed it that way.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got the diamond cutter sign and a skull between the hands. You know?
Yeah, I forget what it says, but on the back panel it says this workout's going to kick your ass.
Right, like don't go near it until you can really own the diamond cutter and double black diamond. Once you got that down, well, now you're going to take it to the next level. And you're only going to want to hit that workout once or twice a week, max. I mean, I don't do it more than that. I did it with my daughter Brittany today for 45 minutes, and we killed each other because she was pushing me and I was pushing her. And she had never done Black Crow before, but she was doing it and kicking back. She'd never done it before. And that's always fun for me to see where I can push her to. We did the foot out in front. We held it for 30 and then swung it to the side for 30. And both of us were weebling and wobbling. It was funny. So, you know, it's what do you want to get out of it, Brandon? That's really what it comes down to. And
I
want
to be able to move again. That's the main thing. I've been standing here listening to you, and I've been standing here stretching my back, just going, man, I want to move again.
Well,
I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
So bottom line is, bro, do what works for you, what you financially can get. If you want to get in this thing and really take it like so many people, I can't tell you how much it humbles me when I hear Kia talk the way she does about the program, or the way Edge did last week or 2 weeks ago. We had him on, or Lodi, or, you know, Stevie Richards just texted me again saying, dude, when's the certification coming? I want to get certified. I want to be true to my body. Like, this is his favorite workout. Stevie does every workout. This is his favorite workout. You know, so, and for Jake to have you here, I'm just humbled to have people. Jared Briscoe humbled me the most, though. When Jared Briscoe put up the thing for the Shorty Awards, I mean, I was just like, wow, I've always loved Jerry Briscoe.
It was pretty amazing because Jake was at an event and he was doing his thing. He was signing autographs and all that, but he didn't have to do what he did. He actually pulled me aside outside and said, "Hey, dude, you know, you really need to look at this DDP thing." And, you know, he went into everything about what it's been doing for him. And, you know, I followed Jake. I saw, you know, I don't like to talk about Jake's downfall. Everybody knows about it. There's no need to talk about that. But to see where he was and to see where he's come to in a short period of time, you know, yeah, it made me a believer. And for him to take the time to pull me aside at one of his own events and go, "Hey, dude, you know, let me talk to you for a second." Dude, that was really cool. That was really cool. So
you want to know the thing? It's the new drug for Jake Roberts is inspiring other people. When he saw the people who put into the Indiegogo fundraiser for his shoulder, and the first time we'd opened it, I knew there'd be like a grand there or something. I didn't know there was going to be $7,000. It had been like 11 hours, and he didn't know what he was looking at, because he's never even looked at a computer before working with me. Now he's on iPad. He's got his own iPad. He's got his own iPhone. These are all things I got him because I want him to be connected. You know, mm-hmm. he tweeted that Scott looks like Scott's coming in. I looked at him. I go, "Dude," I go, "we don't know yet." And he said, "I know, but I was excited about it." I go, "And now I'm telling you, tweet that. I never thought I'd ever say that to him ever." You know, it's like,
and if anybody ever meets Jake, you know, everybody knows his wrestling persona and how great he is behind the mic and all that stuff. But when he is standing in front of you and he's excited, he's like talking to a big 6'7", 14-year-old excited boy on his first day. He is that energetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy, man. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I know that I never gotten to where I ever got to without Dusty Rhodes, Jake the Snake Roberts, and, of course, Jody Hamilton. But without Jake, I never hit the level that I hit without the knowledge and the guidance of the big brother. And now it's just flipped, you know, and now I'm working with him, and now he gets it. And I just love when I hear that he had that talk with you, man. Because, you know, he just loves sharing the story because he's living it, you know. So, hey, Brandon, thanks so much for calling in.
I appreciate you.
Kia, I love you, baby. I appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show. Call me and let me know when you're coming, and we'll set together a private for me and you when you get up here, and we'll set your goals, what you want to get to, what your spot is you want to do. Maybe you want to, you know, redesign yourself, whatever it is. You know, we'll work at it and we'll hit that. I love you for coming on here. Stacey, thanks so much for hanging on there. And Sparky, you know I love you, man. Robert, you were great, even though you were on and off all night. We still love you. Everyone else, you were wonderful. You were marvelous. But
thank you.
Go to the Shorty Awards. Vote shortyawards.com/DDPYoga. Hit it.
Catch it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.